And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday morning. The Giants go for another sweep on this road trip. They're 6-3 on the trip right now. They beat the Washington Nationals Saturday 5-2, and of course Friday night they beat them 7-1. For the Giants, it's 10-5 now on the young season here. Washington 6-11. The Giants have won 3 out of 4. Well, it is Sunday morning, and it's time for our Sunday preview, our Perry's preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's, an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. Well, the preview for us today, it is a pitching matchup that I think favors the Giants very much. This Washington team has certainly had a lot of trouble getting their offense going, and they have a tough prospect today facing right-hander Logan Webb for the Giants. Webb is 1-1 on the year with a .255 earned run average. He's 25 years old. He's 6'2", 220. That earned run average, .255, okay for him, but, you know, he's been so invincible, it should probably be a little bit lower. His whip is 1.08. It's his 52nd Major League game and his 49th Major League start. 3 games this year, 17 2/3, 15 hits given up, 5 runs. It just seems like a lot for him. No homers, 4 walks, and 11 strikeouts. The strikeouts are down a little bit. His last game against the Mets was a little choppy for him. He ended up losing, and it's the first start he's lost in 24 games. Wow, including 2 in the playoffs. He went 3 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs. No homers, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. So not characteristic of Logan Webb, but it was not a nice night to pitch in New York. Batting average against Webb, .224. Lefties are 9-34 with no homers. Righties 6-33 with none. Listen to these slash lines, though, against righties. Boy, has he been dominant. 182, 206 on base, and .212 slugging. Wow. Lefties, .265, 324 on base, and .412 slugging. So lefties have a little bit better shot against him. Runners in scoring position, 3-9. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 2-6. First time through the lineup for Logan Webb, 6-26. Second time, might as well do it again, 6-26. Third time, 3-14. He's faced 67 batters this year, 5 extra base hits. Josh Bell looked like he was injured yesterday, probably will not play, but he's 0-3 against Webb. Escobar 0-2, and Soto 0-1, and the Giants tied up Soto the entire game on Saturday, got him on 2 very big strikeouts with runners in scoring position, and he is the best player on the Washington Nationals. All right, the Nationals today, they go to a young pitcher, Yoan Adon, 23 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. He's 1-2 on the year with a .587 earned run average. His whip is 1.63. Now it gets interesting. 3 games, 15 1/3 innings, 16 hits, 10 runs, 3 homers, and then 9 walks and 13 strikeouts, which is music to the Giants' ears. It's only his 5th game and 5th Major League start. Lefties 13-43 with 2 homers. Righties 3-18 with 1 homer. So against righties, he's done a little bit better. The lefty splits, listen to this, .302 batting average, .400 on base, and .512 slugging. So load up the lineup with left-handers. He's pitched against Arizona, the Mets, and Pittsburgh. And against Arizona, he found the magic elixir, whatever it may be for him. 6 1/3, 3 hits, no runs, no homers, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So if he can find it, the arm is obviously electric. If he can't find it, the Giants should eat him up today. First pitch strikes, 1-8. 1 solo home run given up this year of his 3. Runners in scoring position, he's tough. 3-14. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. He is 0-6. First time through the lineup, he is 3-21. Second time, 9-26. Third time, 4-14. So 13-40 after you've seen him once. His overall splits, and again for a young pitcher, .262, .366 on base, and .475 slugging. So that's the preview of the game we've got today. It is Logan Webb on the hill, 1-1. Yoan Adon. He is 1-2 with a big earned run average of 5.87. Giants go for the sweep of the Washington Nationals. On Saturday, it was a typical Giants game on this road trip when they win a dominating pitching performance by the whole staff. Alex Wood finally got that 1,000th career inning done when 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts was not touched until the 5th inning. Leon came in, put 2 on base in the 6th, but Austin Slater made another fabulous catch in center field to get Leon out of trouble. Brevia was excellent. Rogers, they couldn't touch him, and Duvall as well. This bullpen, 4 innings, 3 hits, no runs. They are number 1 in Major League Baseball. Wow. Aaron Sanchez on the other side for the Nationals was not bad until the 5th inning. 4 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, and a couple of inherited runners given up on his behalf, a walk and a strikeout. But the Giants struck early, and this is what they do. They have outscored the opponent by many, many runs in the first 3 innings. And here they go again with 2 out. Ruff draws a walk. He's going to lead this team in walks. Peterson gets a base hit. Crawford then takes an outside pitch. Good hitting to left field. And the Giants are up 1-0. Peterson then gets picked off 2nd, and that ends it. Well, it stayed that way until the 5th. And then a flurry of good things happened for the Giants. A double by Flores. Estrada, a base hit off Sanchez's leg. He ended up stealing a bag. Luis Gonzalez, his first San Francisco RBI, a 2-strike sacrifice fly. Casale, a base hit. Ruff drove in a run with a fielder's choice, and Belt broke up the double play, and thank goodness it doesn't look like he got hurt. And then Peterson, a base hit, and before you knew it, it was 5-0 at that point. So that's the way it ended, 5-2 for the Giants. Washington got a couple of runs off of Wood, and then nothing at all off the Giants' bullpen. Miguel Cabrera yesterday gets his 3,000th hit. How about that? As Detroit clobbered Colorado in that first game. Lucius Fox, remember him? $6 million bonus baby for the Giants. He's now in the Nationals. A couple of nice fielding plays. The bat doesn't look like it's there. Soto, they tied him up all day long. And if you can tie him up, you're going to beat the Nationals. For Washington, their pen is dangerous. They've got some good arms if they get a lead. For Yastrzemski and Gonzalez, bunt singles, very good. They use the bunt. The professor and I will talk about that this morning. Estrada, a stolen base, so the Giants push the envelope a little bit more. The Cubs won yesterday 21-0 and gave up 3 hits to the Pirates, and it sounds like the Chicago Bears score 21-0. I'm not sure that's ever been done before with that few number of hits. Today's games, it's Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Lauer, and Nola. Miami and Atlanta, Lizardo and Elder. St. Louis and Cincinnati, Wainwright against Lodolo. Pittsburgh and the Cubs, Brubaker and Steele. Mets and Arizona, McGill and Bumgarner. We saw McGill. And the Dodgers and San Diego, a really good pitch-up matchup, a battle of lefties, Kershaw and Manaea. That is a good series there. For the Giants, they've hit 15 home runs. They've given up 7, so that's a +8, which is still an outstanding number for them. So a good win on Saturday. Wood and the bullpen, timely hitting, and good defense. Today it is Logan Webb and Yoan Adon to see what happens here between the Giants and the Nationals as the Giants go for a sweep and try to win this game and head into Milwaukee where it's Corbin Burnes against Carlos Rodon. How about that? Well, it is Sunday. It's time for our Original Joe's contest. Raph is going to pick a winner this afternoon, and some lucky person is going to go to Original Joe's for a full dinner at Westlake, North Beach, or West Portal. Just guess the score of today's game and tweet it into @BaseballMarty, and we'll pick some winners after the game today, and then Raph will draw the winner today. This is the end of April, as next Sunday is May. All right, more coming up. The professor will join us next. We'll talk with Ron Wotus right here, KMBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.